97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Kim on a Whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
Well, I think it's safe to say you've reached a new level of desperation when you're a candidate for the President of the United States, when you have to turn to porn stars to campaign for you. Are you aware of this new campaign that Kamala Harris has now... I don't know if Kamala Harris reached out to these porn stars and said, could you advocate for me? But what I will tell you is that a lot of these porn stars, there's about 20 of them or so, who have taken part in this new digital ad campaign that's being called Hands Off My Porn.
Oh, my God.
It's a $100,000 campaign, and I don't know who's paying for that. And it's going to appear on these adult content websites, specifically in the swing states. So Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada.
Do they really? Who? They clearly don't care that that's going to turn off a lot of people, pun intended.
But that was good, Mark.
Thank you.
Well, it's funny that you say that because it's very obvious that men are leaning right? It's the women who tend to be more liberal and the men. And I've listened to Charlie Kirk talk about this when he goes to these different college university campuses and he talks to the students. He says, gosh, what I've really noticed is a lot of these younger men are leaning more conservative. And it's the young women in particular who are very left. And I think a lot of it, if I had to guess, would be because of abortion. Right. That's the big topic. So that's what's funny is this is not going to do it. These porn stars are going to be warning people about the potential outcomes of Project 2025, which Trump has said, you can choose to believe him or not, I guess. I do, that he did not write this. Heritage Foundation that put this together. And I agree with Project 2025, but Trump believes it goes too far. I found one of these videos that's going to be airing as part of this Hands Off My Porn campaign. Listen.
I'm Holly Randall, and I've been working in the adult industry for over 25 years. I need to address the threat of Project 2025.
Oh, my God.
Over 140 Trump appointees got together and wrote a roadmap for his next term in office and decided that one of their top priorities is to outlaw pornography. The only thing that outlawing porn will do is drive it underground, and that's when things get dangerous. So visit handsoffmyporn.com. Learn the facts, listen to women, and vote.
And I did go visit handsoffmyporn.com. In fact, I'm on it right now, and I checked it out last night, and you should just go read it yourself. Can I quote what it says?
Please.
While there are a lot of jerk-offs in Washington, D.C., the ones you should worry about are the right-wing conservatives working to end the porn industry. They claim that if Trump gets in office, they're going to do away with everything and throw all the people, these adult actors and actresses, in prison. That's what they're claiming. It goes on to say, even the current Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, is on the anti-porn bandwagon. How dare he? How dare he be against porn? He and his son proudly monitor each other's porn intake as, quote, accountability buddies. There's a lot more. You should go read this. It's ridiculous.
I am the master of my domain. That's a Seinfeld reference, by the way. Did she just say listen to women? I could be wrong about this, but aren't women generally viewed as the victims of porn, whether they're involved in it, selling their bodies on TV or on a TV screen, on film, on recording, digital, to have sex in front of everyone, or they're dragged into it because they're addicted to drugs and they need the money, or it's prostitution, or whatever the case you may want to call it, aren't the women usually considered the victims of pornography? And she's saying, listen to the women?
I would probably say that. That was emphasized in that Call Her Daddy podcast interview that Kamala did with the host Alex Cooper.
Yes.
She has millions of followers. And, you know, you raised an interesting question. She's like, well, does she think that's going to appeal to men when they're doing these ads for the porn websites? Because everything Kamala says is against men. Listen to part of this clip where they're talking on this Call Her Daddy podcast.
I want to take a moment, mm-hmm. and can we try mm-hmm. to think of any law that gives the government the power to make a decision.
I know what you're going to ask.
About a man's body.
Let's no.
No, no, no. You know, a lot of people were commenting on that, and they said, do you remember there was a thing called the draft?
Oh, I do.
Hmm.
That would be committing your body and your life to the government?
Right, and I understand that's not in effect right now, but it has been for many years.
Well, for the longest time, when men turned 18, they had to go register for selective service. Do women have to do that now? I can't remember.
Well, if we're equal, right?
Well, I mean, do they? I don't know the answer to that. I have a daughter who will be turning 18 in a year and a half. A year, I should say. I wonder if she has to go register when she turns 18.
Definitely not. I don't. It's just funny to me. I'm like, you wonder why men are not a big fan of you, Kamala Harris. And this is among many reasons why they would not be a big fan of you. It's the men who are terrible, and it's, you know, the patriarch. It's all the things that you hear liberals talk about. I cannot believe she's resorted to porn stars. Again, maybe I shouldn't put this on Kamala. Maybe I'm going to put this on that industry. I don't know how this was set up. I have no idea if her campaign had any sort of communication with them, or if this was set up just completely independent of what she's doing. The point is, she went on a sex podcast, and now porn stars are advocating for a presidential candidate. Just like let that soak into your brain here for a second.
Yeah.
Kamala wants to call out Trump for all of these things, and yet that's what she's doing. There's no perfect candidate. There's no perfect person aside from Jesus. So,
no.
Like, stop with this nonsense of, well, he did this, well, she did that, well, she did... Well, everyone has flaws, okay? I have flaws. Everybody has flaws. Like, you...
But now the Harris campaign, the Democrat campaign, is a campaign of fear.
Yes.
They need to create a straw man argument that, ooh, Project 2025, bad. If Trump gets elected, this is what he would do. Here's a headline for you. Donald Trump is not a conservative. If a true conservative got elected president, they may very well embrace and try to institute a lot of the ideas that are in Project 225. And good, because those are things conservatives believe in. Trump doesn't have interest in most of those. A lot of them, he doesn't. He agrees with you on a key ones like abortion, but there are other things there that he could care less about. So this is not a good argument for you. If Trump gets elected, we're going to get locked up. I heard Michael Cohen say that. Trump's going to use the military to round up his opponents. Why is Michael Cohen even a legitimate interview anymore?
Mm-hmm.
He's nuts.
Yeah, watching Kamala's 60 Minutes interview, it was very frustrating because she loves to talk about how Trump's a liar. And even on the Call Her Daddy podcast, you know, Trump's a liar and blah, blah, blah. And then she says things like, if Trump's elected, he's going to sign a national abortion ban. He's, even though I disagree with Trump on that, I wish he would.
He said that he
has been so clear that he would not. He's not going to do anything with Medicare. All these things that she wants to sit there and claim that he's going to do to scare people into voting for her. It, to me, that's a problem, because now people aren't even educated on the actual difference between the two candidates. And you're just voting for Kamala because you're terrified of another Trump presidency.
Yeah. I still have a good answer for you on the selective service case, but I did Google it here, and you're going to love this one. Frequently asked questions on the selective service website, and I can't believe this is very frequent, but they put it on here anyway. I'm a transgender non-binary person. Am I required to register? Selective service bases the registration requirement on the gender assigned at birth. Not on your gender identity.
Yeah, I don't
so
get
if
to
you're
just say
born
I,
male
you
and you
have to register.
Changed your gender to female, you're still required to register. Individuals who are born female and change their gender to male are not required to register.
Well, because otherwise, if I'm 17, I'm just going to say, you know what? I feel like a woman all of a sudden if I'm a guy.
You,
you know, I don't think I'd want to have to sign up for that. Yeah.
So the answer is you still don't have to sign up if you're a woman. You do if you're a man.
By the way, going back to the whole trans thing, it's talking about how all these porn stars are worried about the future of their industry if Trump gets in office. And here's an article on Mashable that talks about how these performers are not alone in their fears. Nearly 89% of adult content creators are concerned about cultural and political attacks on the adult industry. It says concern among trans performers, 93%, creators of color, 94%, and gay and lesbian creators, 100%, were the highest. Why do they even have to break that down? Like, just why? What about the furry creators? Have we left them out?
Oh, did they not mention
the
furries?
They did not, and that's offensive.
Wow.
I'm going to speak on behalf of the furry creators and say equity, they should be included in this study.
It doesn't matter what kind of furry you are. If you're a male furry and you were born that way, you have to register for the draft.
Non-binary, trans, furry.
You have to put your, but you have to make the ultimate sacrifice for your country based on your gender.
Country first, right? That's what Joe Biden did.
Food for thought, Kim St. Ange. I love it.
Get more at 971talk.com.